Daily Good News, Volume 1, Chapter 29. Sin is not inherited, but tendencies to it. The law brings about wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. It is a good law which says that everything shall have a tendency to go toward the center of the earth. We could not get along without that law. It holds us upon the earth, and enables us to walk and move about upon it. If our feet slip out from under us, the law works and brings us down with a terrible jolt, you know. Well, the same law that enables us to live and move and walk around the earth comfortably, which works so beneficially while we act in harmony with it, that law continues to work when we get out of harmony with it. But it hurts. That is an illustration of this law of human nature. If man had remained where God put him, the law would have worked directly and easily. Since man has got out of harmony with it, it still works directly. But it hurts. That law of heredity reached from Adam to the flesh of Jesus Christ as certainly as it reaches from Adam to the flesh of any of rest of us. In him there were things that reached him from Adam. Thus in the flesh of Jesus Christ, not in himself, but in his flesh, our flesh which he took in human nature, there were just the same tendencies to sin that are in you and me. And when he was tempted, it was the drawing away of these desires that were in the flesh. These drew upon him, and sought to entice him, to consent to the wrong. But by the love of God and by his trust in God, he received the power and the strength and the grace to say no to all of this, and put it all underfoot. And thus, being in the likeness of sinful flesh, he condemned sin in the flesh.